So, next class, you should remember what is established and what is the hetu. What is Purupaksha and what is his contention, what is his hetu. Remember, okay? Okay, now, okay, when the Purupakshi says that Apurvam Swapnam Swapna Prapanchaha or Swapna Anubhavaha, you know, Apurvaha or Swapnam Apurvam. Very unique. Why? Because I experience uniquely, if you say, for which he gives you the example, how it is unique. I experience what I have not experienced before, means the dreamer experiences something which has not experienced before, for which he, what the example he doesn't give. No, Shankara mentioned Bhashyam. I can give different example, not the same old example. I never saw an animal with a human face. Or I never saw a human being with an animal face. I never saw a man with the horn. Savaji's example. Shringavantam Purusham. I never saw a man with the horn. But I dreamt a man with the horn. I dreamt a human being with an animal face. I dreamt an animal with the human face. Something like that. Something. Is it possible? Have you ever experienced? Who has experienced in waking state? Nobody. Such things are specially experienced in dream. The word is Ishwara Srishti. It is not thought projected. Therefore, it is real. And here, for which Gaudapada Acharya ji gives an answer. First thing is, please understand, dream universe, which is experienced only by the dream, the experiencer, not by others, and which is projected by the thoughts in the mind. Understand? Actually, this mind alone, but it is not completely non-experienced before. Whatever is experienced in the dream is already experienced only. Please understand. Many of you can have anything about the dream also. And all of us are experiencing, definitely. But sometimes we remember the dreams, sometimes we don't remember the dreams. Just because we do not remember the dreams, we cannot say we did not dream at all. Because we can say, I don't remember anything. I don't know whether I dreamt or not. You may say that. But scientifically proved is what? Everybody dreams. But this dream sometimes remember, vividly remember. So this dream, what I experience in the dream, is not something unknown, unexperienced before, can never be dreamt. If you are experiencing man with the horn, or a human being with an animal face, or animal with the human face, such things are possible in dream, because you have seen a human being separately, you have seen an animal separately in waking state, which is not unknown. But what the thoughts, you know, they get jumbled, and then they project, they mix up these different objects of experience. Okay? Then they project these such unique forms. Is it clear? The uniqueness of the dream is, what now? Because there is a mixing up of the vasanas which we have. Vasana or samskaraha means the mental impressions which we have collected through perception during the waking state. We experience things in the waking state, and then whatever we perceive once, naturally that what is perceived becomes what creates an impression in the mind. Impression means we call it vasana or samskaraha, which remains in our subtler form in our mind. It goes to the mind, remains somewhere in the subconscious. So whatever is in our collection, the stored vasanas alone, again the form which remain in our thoughts, resolved thoughts, those thoughts alone they are thrown up. Therefore, there is a projection. The dream universe is a projection of the thoughts of the mind. No? And those thoughts are the projection of the already collected impressions during the waking perception. Is it clear? Therefore, nothing unknown is experienced. Already experienced, already known alone can be experienced again in the dream. But maybe mixing up of those objects is possible. That is possible. That is what is mind's projection. That is one answer. Then he says, even though you say that object is, one thing, even if you think that is very, very extraordinary, unique, special thing I experienced in my dream, however that is special and unique, still it is a drishyam. An ordinary thing or an extraordinary thing, a unique thing, a special thing, whatever you call it, a dream object, objects of the dream world, dream experience, or what? Objects of perception. Is it clear now? They are experienced objects. Finished, that is enough. They have drishyatvam. They enjoy the status of being an object of experience. Drishyatvat. What now? Mithya. And then adiyantavatvat also mithya. They also have what now? The dream objects also. First I said that reason. What was reason given? Uchita desha kala abhavatvam was the given the reason. Now I can tell you, dream world also has anityatvam and also what? Drishyatvam. Adiyantavatvam. Because there is a time the dream starts, there is a time the dream ends. And understand? And this dream universe, being experienced, drishyatvata, it has no independent existence outside of the experiencer, the drashta. Drashtuhu bahihi, na? Anyata, it has no existence. It has no independent existence. Drishyatvata, it is dependent on the drashta, the experiencer. Therefore, understand, dream also enjoys the same, has the problems. What now? Anityatvam, drishyatvam, and then what now? Paratantratvam. It has dependent existence. Therefore, dream is mithya. Is it clear? And for which? How does he say that? Listen to me carefully. And it is not Ishvara Srishtihi, it is Jeeva Srishtihi. What does mean? Jeeva Srishti means what? Thought projected universe. You have to fall asleep, only then you can dream. Therefore, Nidra is the power of your individual mind. With the power of Nidra Shakti, okay, what now? The mind projects this dream universe. And what is Maya? Ishwara Chittam Maya. Jiva Chittam mind, okay? Nidra. Is it clear? So, Jiva Shakti Nidra. Ishwara Shakti Maya. Iva Chittam Maya, in fact. Therefore, your sleep is Nidra, Bhagavan's sleep is Maya. Understand? Really? Maya disturbed is universe. Sleep disturbed is dream. Disturbance in Maya is the universe. So we are all Bhagavan's dream characters. Understand? Bhagavan is dreaming now. Is it clear? Therefore, this is only Jiva Srishtihi. It's also Chitta Kalpitam. Natu Ishvara Srishtihi. It also has Adhyantavatvam. Now, it has Paratantratvam. Drishyatvat. Drishyatvam. Therefore, it is Mithya. Not Satyam. Unique, may be unique, but still experienced. Uniqueness of the dream object, of experience, cannot be the criterion for the reality. Apurvatvam is possible. Maybe apurvam. Apurvam means what? Not unexpected. Something is unique, you can say. It is even extraordinary, something very special, you can say. The object being something special does not change the definition of mithyatva. Understand? Still it is drishyam, the special object, ordinary object or a special object, it is an object of experience. Therefore it is mithya. See, clear or not? And for which he says, this answer he gives in that 8th karika. So Gaudapada Acharya gives an answer to the Purvapakshi who wants to state that dream universe is real by giving the reason of uniqueness of the object of dream experience. Is it clear? Now, what does he say? See, apurvam, Gaudapada repeats the Purvapakshi's word. Of course, swapnam apurvam, apurvam means, I do not agree as you say, completely newly experienced, something unknown cannot be experienced, okay? But this apurvam is what? Apurvam is sthani dharma. Dream is sthani dharma. So sthani dharma, now we go to the next word, sthani dharma. First word is over. Apurvam is equal to dream. The sthani dharma is also what actually means dream. Dream experience is called sthani dharma. Now I say, why dream is called sthani dharma? If I explain this, I'd be very happy today. Why dream is called sthani dharma? Look at this. Very carefully listen. Dharmaha, the word dharmaha literally means attribute. And in this context, the word dharmaha, the implied meaning of the word dharmaha is dependence, dependent. Okay, dependent. Remember carefully. Literally, the word dharmaha means attribute or a quality. But in this context, it implies the dependent. Sthanam, sthanam means a place. For example, mind is the place. A place of what? The dream. Where does the dream happen? Where does the dream happen? In the mind only, of thoughts only. Therefore, sthanam here is the mind, which is an upadhi. So dream experience, whether it is suppose in waking, like a fear, anger, you know, with jealousy, hatred, confusion, etc. All what? All dharmas of the mind. Attributes of the mind, isn't it? This is the attributes of the mind. You can say not attributes, I can say is all these things constitute the mind. So now sthanam means mind. The one who has the sthanam, or one who is the sthanam, look at this. The locus of the mind. Where does the mind exist? What is the existence of the mind? Locus of the mind. The locus of the mind, like water is the locus of the ocean. Okay, that which is the locus of the mind, existence of the mind, is what here? We say the observer of the mind. Observer of the mind is the one who is endowed with the mind, is called what now? Sthani. Yasya sthanam asti sahasthani. Sthanin shabdha. Nakarantha pullingha sthanin shabdha. Sthani, sthanate udayavan sthani. The one who is endowed with this sthanam is called sthani. Yasya sthanam asti sahasthani. So yasya manaha is the sthanam. Yasya upadhihi asti, isn't it? Yasya manaha asti, yasya sthanam asti, saha sthani. Therefore, observer or the experiencer of the mind is the one who is endowed with the mind, is sthani. Is it clear? The one who is endowed with the mind, this sthanam, is called sthani. Now, sthaninaha dharmaha. Next, is it clear now? Till now? God, the meaning of sthani? God is sthani? Yes. So, sthaninaha dharmaha, sthani dharmaha. Shashti tatpurusha samasa. Mean, the attribute of the experiencer or observer of the mind is what now? Sthani dharmaha. Literal meaning, okay. First step. We have to go to next step also. Now I say, the whole dream is what? Whole dream is attribute of the mind, isn't it? Whole dream is attribute of the mind. Therefore, what now? The whole dream experience is what now? Attribute of the observer. Therefore, the whole dream, which is the attribute of the sthanam, whole dream, which is the attribute of the sthanam, hope you're understanding. The dream is all the dream objects are the what now? The attributes of the sthanam, the mind, are the dream objects. Now, sthani dharmaha, when you say this dharmaha, in all the entire dream universe, all the dream objects, you know, all the dream objects are like the attribute, not the attribute exactly, like the attribute. All the dream objects, all the dream, understand now, are like the attribute. What is like the attribute? Listen to me carefully. When I say he is tall, tallness is the attribute of Nirmal. Can you separate Nirmal is this sthani? Can you separate tallness from Nirmal? Okay, Nirmal is the sthanam for the tallness. Nirmal is what now? Tallness is the dharma, attribute. So sthani dharmaha means the dharma, the tallness has no independent existence. Okay, tallness has no independent existence, which is the attribute. So here, this dream experience or the dream also has no independent existence outside of the observer of the dream. Pa, had to bring it like this. Got it? The dream, therefore, sthani dharmaha, what does it imply? The dream experience has no independent existence. Understand? So sthani dharma means that which has dependent existence. The dream experience which has no independent existence is called sthani dharma. The dream which has no independent existence outside of the observer of the dream is called what? Sthani dharmaha. What have you understood now? Sthani dharmaha is equal to the dream which is dependent on the sthani, the observer, experiencer of the dream. Experiencer, okay? Because otherwise people only give the meaning sthani dharma, attribute of the observer. They say that what they have to mention here is it is not just as an attribute has no, it is not an attribute actually. Dharma is equal to attribute, but actually it implies what? Dependent. Sthani dharma means the whole dream is attribute of the sthanam. Understand? Therefore, this the whole dream and the mind, the dream is outside of the mind, the dream, the mind of the dream universe, understand, is what now experienced, observed. It has no independent existence outside of the sthani, the observer, experiencer. Have you got the meaning or not? Very clear now? Very clear or not? I decide not to, hereafter I will not move ahead, one step ahead, because what is the use of going ahead? So, apurvam, now you have to say, apurvam, okay, the unique experience or ordinary experience of the dream is what? Sthani dharmaha means what now? It has the dream which has dependent existence, which has no independent existence outside of the dreamer. Dream is Thani Dharmaha. What does it mean? Dream is something which exists depending upon the Sthani. That is the final meaning you have to arrive at. So, Sthani Dharmaha also means what? The dream only. Why the dream is said to be Sthani Dharmaha? Because it has no independent existence. That which is dependent on the experiencer is called what? Sthani Dharma. Hope you got it. See, Apu, the unique dream is equal to Sthani Dharmaha. Why unique dream or any dream is called Sthani Dharmaha? Because dream has, the Sthani Dharma itself means what? Dream. Why dream is called Sthani Dharmaha? Why it is called four-legged animal? Why? Must give the reason, huh? Why two-legged? Like that, dream is called Sthani Dharmaha because dream has no independent existence. Got it now? Exactly. Confused. Please tell me.
Just do it once more.
See, Dharmaha literally means attribute. And any attribute, no attribute has independent existence outside of the noun. Attribute is an adjective, isn't it? Tall man. When you say tallness cannot exist independently, can tallness alone stand somewhere? Fat woman. Sweet voice. Sweetness can't be somewhere by itself. Always an attribute, an adjective needs the noun, the locus. Blue pot. Blue has to be, understand what I'm saying? Blue, the color, needs some locus. Either blue ocean or blue pot or blue flower. You can't say that sudden blue alone cannot hang somewhere. Blue paper. Understand what I'm saying? Which means an attribute is inseparable from its locus. Attribute has no independent existence. So, Dharmaha implies dependence. Dharmaha directly means attribute, indirectly implies the dependence. Okay? Which means dependent. Dependent attribute. Understand now? But here, whose attribute is this dream now? The whole dream experience is what now? Attribute of the mind. Is it clear now? The whole dream is what? The whole dream, where is it? The mind only. Is it? The mind. Now tell me, the whole dream is mind, nothing but mind. Dream is mind, isn't it? Dream is nothing but thoughts. Projected thoughts. Dancing projected thoughts. So the whole dream, which is nothing but thoughts, these thoughts become this sthanam, isn't it? Now, what is that these thoughts, all these thoughts, are what now? experienced. Is it? Thoughts are experienced. Therefore, what is the locus of the thoughts? You know? Or, where do these thoughts and the dream have independent existence? No. So, the dream, the thoughts in the form of dream universe, thoughts in the form of dream universe, understand what I'm saying? Does not have existence, independent existence. Therefore, don't take it as a dharma here, attribute here. Dharma is implied to mean that independence. The mind in the form of thoughts, okay, the dream in the form of thoughts of the mind are experienced, observed. The dream in the form of thoughts, the dream universe experience in the form of thoughts is experienced. The anything experienced or observed is not outside of the observer experience. Is it clear now? Therefore, you don't take the word dharma. Sthani dharma means dependent on the sthani. That is the meaning. Sthani dharma means what now? Dependent on the sthani. Not as an attribute of the sthani. Attribute is any attribute implies what now? Dependent existence. Therefore, here sthani dharmaha is equal to what now? The dream experience which is dependent on the sthani. Observer or the experiencer. We only analyzed what now? Why dream is meant by the word sthani dharmaha. If you analyze that, you get an answer. Why? Okay, Apuram is unique dream. This unique dream or ordinary dream, there's only, okay, dream itself is unique for him. For Vishishta Dvaiti or other people, dream itself, any dream is unique only for them. Why? Because Ishvara Srishti. Because we see some unknown, new things there. Therefore unique. And therefore what happens now? However unique it is, still it is Sthani Dharmaha. However unique the dream is, now you can say, no, very unique and very special. However the unique it is, still all the dream objects are, what now? Now, they are dependent on the sthani. The experiencer, observer. So that which is dependent on the sthani is called sthani dharmaha. So dream is that which is dependent on the sthani, the observer. What is the reason? Drishyatvat. Understand? What is the reason he gives? Apurvatvam is not the criterion for, you know, establishing the satyatvam. Uniqueness of the experience should not be taken, now does not make, it's not taken as the criterion for reality. Is it? What should take the criterion for reality? Nityatvam. And also what about adrishyatvam? But anything drishyam is mithya. Even though dream is unique, what is experienced is unique also, still it is what? Drishyam. Because it is drishyam, it is dependent on the drashta. Because it is experienced, it is dependent on the experiencer. Therefore, dream has only dependent existence, has no independent existence, because it is drishyam. Drishyatvat, it has no independent existence, therefore the dream itself is said to be what? Sthani dharmaha. Therefore, what now? What is the answer given by Gurupacharya? Dream universe is mithya. Why dream? Next, the swapna prapanchaha mithya, not satyam. Why? Because even if the object is apurvam, as you say, still it is drishyam. Drishyatvate, it has no independent existence. It is sthani dharmaha. It is dependent on the sthani, the observer of the dream. Therefore, it is mithya. Finished. Now he gives two more examples. How special, unique experience, anything specially experienced is mithya only. Like what? So, swargavasinam, he gives two examples. Yatha swargavasinam, nivasinam. Swarga nivasinam, only for those residents of swarga. Okay? For them alone, there is unique experience of the objects of swarga. Objects of swarga. Suppose, no, you talk about the inhabitants of swarga and you talk about the special elephants like Airavatam. This Indra Loka, there's a white elephant. Suppose simply say white elephant and then Apsaras dance, Gandharva's music concert. Dance program of Gandharva, all these things are very unique. We only see ordinary people singing ordinary, you know, things. So special, what is not here? No, we suppose we read all those things, we understand, okay. All special things, special singing, special music, unique dancing, you cannot see anywhere here. In this Jagat, nothing. You who want to see Ramba, who will see Dan, you have to go only to Swarga. Therefore, swargavasinam eva unique experience. So the inhabitants and the objects experienced in swarga are unique only for the swargavasis. Only the inhabitants of swarga alone have unique experience of heavenly objects and things. Similarly, this dreamer has unique experience of his dream objects. So what? There also mithya, drishyatvat. Now he gives one more thing. No? Susikshitaha, the learned person who travels widely, and he alone has what? He alone has experience of different, the people of different, different people, different culture, different food, different climate, all different things. The person who travels to different places has the unique experience of, you know, people who do not go, they cannot have. They alone has, They go to different place, unique place, different place. And whoever goes, he alone has unique experience of that place, the food, the culture, the language, the climate, you know, arts and culture, everything. He has the unique experience of those objects of that given place. In fact, any traveler, whoever travels to any given place, the one who travels to that place alone has unique experience. Why unique? Not seen by others and not seen by him before in his own place. Therefore, what now? What this traveler, the traveler's experience in the new place, you know, is what? Unique. Why? It was not seen by him before in his place. It was not experienced by him before in his place. Unique. When I came to his country first, and for me this December snow was unique. All time we had to do like in climate. So it was unique for me. Understand what I'm saying? So that's why any traveler, when he travels, what he sees newly is something unique. Why? It was not apurvam. It was not seen in his place. He sees certain things which would have seen in his place. He also sees something which is not Sherlock Holmes. Not in India. Only in this place, isn't it? Something unique. Unique means what? Unseen before. Unseen by me before as a traveler. Unseen by others also, the non-travelers. Therefore, it is unique. So what? It is mithya. Because this person travels somewhere and sees something uniquely, he writes about a book, writes a book about it. So it becomes real or what? Just because he writes a book about all that he sees, is it real? No. It is drishyam, mithya. It has no existence for this person unless he experiences it. Therefore, however unique the object is of experiences, it is experienced. It is an object of experience. It enjoys the status of being an object of experience, which itself is enough for the object to be mithya. So he says, this dreamer also, the one who dreams, the dream experiencer also, tan gatva prekshate. I am, this dream experiencer, gatva tan I am prekshate. He goes to this tanam, means what now? Goes not physically going. Don't think physically walking. Isn't it? There is experiencer all the time. This experiencer who is waker now, he falls asleep, becomes a taijasa, becomes a prajna, and again half wakes up. Then what happened now? As a taijasa, experiencer is there. This experiencer alone, what now? Really, as though not physically walking, gatva, being present in that, in those thoughts, all the variable thoughts, being present there, you know, what now? Illumines those thoughts, therefore, what now? There's an experience happens. Therefore, the experiencer of the thoughts, prekshate. He sees, he experiences. Prakshita means sees, experiences. Just as the traveler, a learned person who travels widely, goes to a new place and sees those objects, so also this dreamer also sees these objects of dream world and experiences those objects of dream world, that's all. Okay? That seeing something in the dream, where does he see? The sthanam. His own mind sees these objects of experience. So going to the sthanam, the mind, seeing the objects of experiences, like what? Like this traveler who travels and sees those different objects, special objects of that given place, he experiences. That going and experiencing something and writing about a book does not make that those objects real. However they are, they are all not real, they are all mithya, because whether it is heavenly objects, whether it is worldly objects, whether it is a dream object, whether it is a waking object, all these objects are experienced. Therefore, they have they are dependent on the experiencer. Because of dependent existence, they are all what? Mithya. Because of their dependent existence, they are all mithya. Got them?
Yes.
Clear? This Tana Dharma is... it looks... Gurupa Acharya, no? What is Mandukya means what? Sometimes people say, oh, don't give much importance. Just 6th and then just jump to 12th and then that's important. In fact, you know what I'm saying? Scare now. So what does Gurupa Acharya do in this 8th Karika? He gives two more examples. Thereby he states the dream objects are objects of experience. Therefore they are dependent on the experiencer. Therefore they are mithya. So dream objects being dependent on the experiencer of the dream is revealed by one word, sthani dharmaha. So apurvatvam is not the criterion for reality. What should be the criterion for reality? Independent existence is the criterion for reality. And independent existence is not there for the dream objects. Like the objects of the Swarga or like the objects of various places. No? Whatever is the object, heavenly object or worldly object or dream object or waking object, these objects are as good as non-existent when they are not experienced. They have their existence only when they are experienced. And therefore, the experienced means they, for their very existence, they are dependent on the experiencer. Therefore, they have only borrowed existence. Therefore, they don't have swatantra satta. They have only paratantra satta. Therefore, they are mithya. Mandana Mishra's house. You know Mandana Mishra? Heard about it? He used to have a parrot in his house. And if you go, how to find out Mandana Mishra's house, which is his house? And they give the clue. If you walk in front of the house, there's a parrot, Sanskrit speaking parrot. When you hear the parrot speaking, that house is Mandana Mishra's house. And the parrot all has, you know, Atman, this all, it repeats it. ஆத்மனா சுதசத்தா ஜெகதா பரதசத்தா. ஆத்மனா சுதசத்தா ஜெகதா பரதசத்தா. இட் இஸ் வாட் இஸ் கீப்ஸ் ஆன் டாக்கிங். இட் ஆல் தி யூனிவர்ஸ் ஹேஸ் டிஃபரண்ட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், ஆத்மா ஹேஸ் இன்டிபெண்ட் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், யூனிவர்ஸ் ஹேஸ் டிஃபரண்ட். பேரட் ஸ்பீக்ஸ் இட்ஸ் பிராட்டில்ஸ். ஸோ ஹூவர் ஹோ ஹேஸ் தட் இட் ஒன்லி ரிப்பீட்ஸ் தட். ஓ பேரட் ஸ்பீக்ஸ், வாட் டஸ் இட் ஸ்பீக், இட் வாஸ் ஸ்பீக்கிங், ஓகே இட்ஸ் மண்டமேஷ்வர் ஹவுஸ் என்டர் தென். This Tani Dharmaha, I want to tell you one more thing about Tani Dharma. It is now, class is over, okay? This part is over. The teaching is over. I want to remind you of Tani Dharmaha as one more thing. The dream is Tani Dharmaha because it has dependent existence, depend on the Tani, the observer of the dream, I said. Similarly, I said about the Jiva Srishti, isn't it? Because projection of the mind. Sometimes, even in the external world, we see things, you know. If I see this, oh, it's a flower, the beautiful flower, nice flower. If I see it, you know, as it is Ishvara Srishti. Object is, I perceive it, it's a flower, leaf, a bunch of flower. Ishvara Srishti. This flower makes me happy if I say, I added value to this object. That is Jiva Srishti. Understand? Oh my God, this person makes me unhappy. Oh, there is Nirmal sitting. Finished. Ishvara Srishti. Understand? Because of him I'm unhappy, the added value. Understand? Jeeva Srishti. Basically, what's okay? This is also what now? Sthani Dharmaha. Which means it is how I see, isn't it? Whether this object is a source of happiness, other object is a source of unhappiness, is what now? It depends on the perceiver. There is extra, you don't need the text actually. It's not necessary for the understanding this verse. See, apart from that, anything extra you want to say, there's more than enough. Understand? Therefore, this also I wanted to say, the Jiva Srishti means, the dream is Jiva Srishti, Jagati is Ishvara Srishti, because thought projected universe, which is individual mind, and a total mind is Maya. Our total mind projected universe, created universe is what? This total mind projected universe, not created universe, is this Jagrat Prapancha. Therefore, it is objectively real, subjectively real. But we also talk about the Jiva Srishti means, in waking world, also, you know, when we add value to the object, the added value is what makes the Jiva Srishti. Understand? This is not part of this teaching. Today, what is the lesson? First he gave one reason. Uchita desha kala abhavatvate sopra prapanchaha mithya. Is it clear now? Hope you all understand Sanskritam now. Uchita desha kala abhavatvam is the hetuhu abhavatvate sopra prapanchaha mithya. The dream world is not real. Then now what is the reason he has given again here in this now? The objector's hetu is, objection is, dream world is not thought projected. It is created by the Lord. It is unique creation because a unique experience. Therefore, apurvatvati, it is real. It is the object, the person who objects, he says. The answer is no. Even if it is apurvam, it is a drishyam, drishyatvati, it is anityam, adi antavatvatvati, dream universe also is what? Mithya. Why? Because the very dream is a, what now? Sthani dharmaha. That sthani dharmaha itself explains that. Clear now? Okay. We'll see the rest of the class. We'll see. Now, first thing is over. We'll hold on to the next four, next class. Is okay? Hereafter, unless you say yes, no, yes, you understood. I had decided not to go one step further. Whether even if it, next class, Swamiji is repeating too much, if I bunk the class, even if this, I don't mind. You come here, go back, enjoy some benefit. Short time is so precious, isn't it? I don't want to waste your time. You have to really understand it. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnah Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.